And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and it is the night of the holiday stroll through Valley of Lights, the one night that we actually close the park down to vehicles, and Valley of Lights is only open to those walking. A whole different way of looking at the Valley of Lights. So if you haven't made your plans to come on down, come on down. We'll be open from 6 to 9 o'clock. The 2nd Street will be closed between 4th and 5th, but parking will be available on the frontage road or 1st Street, and also part of the parking lot, the lot next to where they're building the new car wash. So lots of direction. We've got people out there directing traffic. And then it is a beautiful walk. There's hot chocolate. There's carolers. We've got Santa at the end for pictures. And you can take pictures all the way through. So see Valley of Lights like you've never seen it before. And if you missed it last year, well, we opened it back again this year. So again, that's Valley of Lights located at Fane Park. And it's open from 6 to 9 for those of you who would like to walk and enjoy a whole new perspective of the Valley of Lights. So come on down and say hello. So as soon as the show's over, I'm on my way over there right away. We got a lot of good guests for you today. Of course, it's the holidays. We'll be talking with Steve Brissetti, the Prescott Resort, all the great things going on there, including the annual Gingerbread Village, and also our Prescott Valley Farmers Market. If you didn't know, Prescott Valley has a farmers market. You are missing a great thing. So Kaylin Inman's going to be joining us. And then Chamber Spotlight on Businesses, Farmers Insurance, Vince Mosier Agency, and Kiona Bell with Credit Union West will be with us. So again, a great show with people sharing what they've got going on here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's the holidays. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. Joining me now is Steve Brissetti, General Manager of the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, Steve?
Marnie, I had an awesome Thanksgiving. It was great.
Good, good.
Ate too much.
I know. Did you cook a turkey?
I did. It came out great, actually.
I remember that time you invited me over for Thanksgiving. That was one of the best turkeys ever.
That was
ever.
A good turkey. I had to make that turkey. That was my wife. But this one I made.
Oh, you made this one. It was okay then.
It was good. It was fair.
I don't know.
It got gobbled up. How's that?
Oh! But a bump. Okay. Well, it's, you know, once Thanksgiving passes, it's heading on into the holidays. And no place does the holidays better than Prescott Resort.
Well, I'll tell you, Marnie, we're on our 26th year of the Gingerbread Village, and it is quite a treat this year.
I know. You had, like, that awesome display from the chamber.
I got the participation award.
I got the participation award. Thank you, Brady. No. At least we participated.
That's true. You're in the game.
And we
I'll
brought something
that.
In, and
Absolutely.
He did have some hang time on his icicles.
Sure. We'll go with that.
It was a mini cottage. No, but again, beautiful, just beautiful, beautiful gingerbread houses.
You know, this year we had over 75 entries, and it's really spectacular. All different shapes and sizes. We had, you know, the Harry Potter theme events. We had a teapot.
I love that teapot.
It was huge.
I know.
Yeah. Then we had that tree in the house, the house tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and the one that was like four stories.
Four, almost 6 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
By a judge. Great mm-hmm. event.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for judging, by the way.
Oh, I always love judging. I always love parking and judging.
Well, that's right. Well, that just kicks off the whole season for the Prescott Resort, because starting next weekend and for the next 3 weekends, we have cookie decorating. Mm-hmm. Bring your kids out to the resort and be able to decorate gingerbread cookies. We have Christmas carolers singing for us. We have Santa Claus coming to the Prescott Resort.
Ooh, Santa.
And this weekend, we have the Central Arizona Model Railroad Station.
They come up and set up every
they
year.
Do.
Don't
it's,
they
do. It's quite the display. It's really spectacular, actually.
Where do they set up?
In one of the meeting rooms. They mm-hmm. have all different levels of trains, O gauge, H gauge, G gauge, outdoor gauges, all different shapes and sizes.
Railroad boys and their railroad toys. They have
it's a great hobby, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bonding experience, bringing children.
So it's only just one weekend?
Just this coming weekend is Central Arizona Model Railroad event. But after that, every weekend is Christmas carolers in the lobby, Santa Claus comes, and cookie decorating. And what's great about this, Marnie, all the proceeds that we collect, all the donations go to support Prescott Area Hungry Kids Project.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, we know we've been very passionate about hungry kids
exactly.
throughout the county here.
In fact, last year we raised close to $4,000 just in public donations.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just make a donation.
Just make a donation. They get, you know, cookies are free.
Mm-hmm.
The icing's free. You got to bring your own children, of course.
But you don't have a few to loan from there.
No. But you just make a donation, what you feel in your heart, and you just give what you feel.
Wow. Now, going back to the Gingerbread Village, now is that on display all this time?
It's up and live. It went live last week in the 24th.
Oh, okay.
And it goes until January 2nd of 2019.
Wow, how do you keep them fresh for that long?
You know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of upkeep. In fact, we had one that kind of fell down.
Wasn't mine.
No, it wasn't the chambers, no.
Okay. Well, ours didn't have any place to fall.
Well, you're starting at ground zero, there's not much where to go. But we had one that fell down. We had to rebuild it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more fondant, more icing was needed.
Now, do you go back to the original designer and mm-hmm. the builder of that gingerbread?
We contact the person.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
So, yeah, look what happened. You know.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, they like to know, too, because they put a lot of work into it, and they want to make sure it's displayed. And
well, they're very proud of it. I know
Absolutely.
That I have Facebook friends with a lot of people in schools,
mm-hmm.
and they were all posting their beautiful displays that they have at the Gingerbread Village. Come by and see it. You know, so
especially
you
when you've got multiple schools. It's always like a little competition between the schools.
Well, how many, was that the largest category that we had?
That was, actually, that was the second largest. The largest was the corporate events, corporate sponsors.
Wow.
Business, local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure, you know?
I know. Yeah. Go doing their magic.
You know, I think some companies use it as a team building exercise for our senior managers or even just for their employees. Hey, let's see what we can do together as a group, something like way out of the box thinking mm-hmm. and just create this gingerbread village.
Well, I think, you know, because you've been doing this 26 years now, I think now on the Food Network they have the gingerbread building competition, you know?
That's right.
You've seen that?
I have seen that.
I think it's just starting up or something because I watch all those holiday baking shows. That's how I learned how to bake, you know? Yes. I know teaspoons, and I have my own cookie scoop now.
Cookie scoop.
You can buy. They make
it's
cookie
spoon.
Scoops. A spoon in your finger. That's the way
that's
I always
it.
Did it.
Exactly.
You know, they have cookie scoops, two sizes. Guess
I
what?
I like to go with it just you know by a sense of feel, just like a pinch of this, a dab of that. You know.
Ooh, and kind of, hence you're okay turkey. Huh?
Loose and goosey. Yeah. It was fair.
Do you need to make reservations for a lot of these activities, Steve?
You know, Marnie, actually, the Gingerbread Village is open to the public 24/7. There's no reservations needed, but we do need reservations for Santa's Christmas brunch on December 9th.
Oh, that's only a couple weeks away.
Only a couple weeks away. There's still some spots still available. And just call the Prescott Resort at 928-776-1666 to make your Sunday brunch reservations for Santa and see Santa Claus. Bring
what
the
is
kids.
That? You mean you all come down and have breakfast together or brunch
it's
together?
Brunch together. Santa makes his appearance. You know, he walks around. He takes pictures.
Is that in the restaurant? Or is
it's
that
in a restaurant. Mm-hmm.
I love your restaurant.
I do, too. Great view.
It's
outstanding
like
view.
Perfect place for a holiday party, too. Mm-hmm.
And then right after the Christmas season ends, New Year's Eve is right around the corner.
You have a big deal.
We do,
on
yeah.
New Year's Eve.
We have a couple bands playing New Year's Eve. We have Fifth and a Wheel playing in the ballroom. And it's again, it's also open to the public, but you know, guests get preferred seating. And we have Watch the Ball Drop at the Prescott Resort.
You know, I did that one year. I went with friends and we stayed at a resort. Similar, and had New Year's Eve, and then we had New Year's brunch the next day. I tell you, that was one of the most fun New Year's Eve I had because everything was right there.
Exactly.
And you didn't have to drive and be crazy, and if you wanted to toast the New Year,
you know, it's all self-contained.
Yes.
You're having a good time with your friends. Go back to your room and just fall asleep.
And you're not on the road.
That's the most important thing.
For
having
a lot
fun,
of people. You're, exactly.
And you're safe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So great idea for that. People make reservations if that's you're so inclined. Cause I'm
absolutely.
Sure you fill out.
We
fill
do.
Up on that.
We've sold out for every, gosh, for the last 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
So
smokes.
You got to get your reservations in quickly. Mm-hmm. It does book up fast.
Well, for all of your holiday weekend things going on, though.
We still
you?
Have some availability for the month of December and holidays. But, you know, again, it's all last minute coming in, so.
Right. Now, with Christmas holiday being on a Tuesday, do you have extra things go on through the weekend plus Christmas Eve on Monday?
You know, we run the village nonstop. Mm-hmm. It's really based upon just demand. We have our events for every weekend in December going on, so that doesn't change. We do have a low period right up until New Year's Eve, just to kind of regroup and recharge.
Between Christmas and New Year's?
Correct. Just a small window. But outside of that, once we hit New Year's Eve, it's like, boom, game on.
Wow, now to make reservations, can you just come for the dinner and the music and
you
not
can.
Spend the night?
You can, absolutely. But once you're there, why not spend the night?
I would say
I
so.
Mean,
it's
easier.
Do you have a special menu for New Year's Eve or
we do it's
even
on our,
Christmas though? A lot of people come
yep.
and don't want to stay home. They come out for
exactly.
Christmas.
Exactly. It's all on our website. Go to www.prescottresort.com and have all our menu selections and all the times and rates. So we'd love to see you.
Yeah. And come out and make cookies.
Come out and cookies.
Cookies with the kids.
With all the sugar you can possibly imagine. All the frosting.
You
gobs
know,
of frosting.
I know. I tell you, I was making cookies. We have a cookie exchange tomorrow that we do.
Oh, okay.
All the tenants in our building over at the chamber get together and do cookie exchange. So that's where I was testing my cookie recipes.
Oh,
and,
not store-bought, huh?
No. Oh, my heavens. No, you'd be thrown out. You must make homemade cookies. But I tell you, I had this recipe. I found this recipe, and I got it last year. But I got it from Rafter 11, you know, with Dawn and the balsamics. And
really?
The cookie dough has vanilla balsamic in it as a flavoring. And then the frosting has an espresso balsamic. So it's a more of a coffee flavor.
Interesting.
Because there's instant coffee in the cookie dough.
Did you make that?
I did. Well, the first cookies were too flat.
Oh.
But I told everybody.
They didn't rise to the occasion, huh?
They did not. Well, and the reason was because I put in double the butter. And that's what will make
Why
it.
Why you need your cookie cutter spoon, your cookie spoon?
I use my. I know.
Scoop the butter.
Yeah. No, and when you say uses, you know, half a cup of butter, they mean a half a cup, not a whole cup.
Not a whole cup. Yeah.
Not a whole cup. So anyway, but you know, that's another story, but they came out wonderful, I think. And I, you know, I tested them on Thanksgiving Day and found out the mistake. So when I did them last night, they turned out good.
You know what you can do? Bring your cookies to the Prescott Resort on Saturday for Ooh. Cookie decorating and you can add more frosting to them.
Total sugar shock.
Absolutely. Well, that's the fun of it.
You said gingerbread cookies, right? Is that
gingerbread
the kind?
Cookies.
So do you provide them already pre-cut, like in the
pre-cut,
shapes of trees?
Pre-cut, pre-baked, pre-made. Oh, a little gingerbread man.
And ginger. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
how
you, just,
is
you
that?
Just put the frosting on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy smokes.
And hopefully leave a donation for our Prescott Hungry Kids.
Yes.
That's
taking care
nice.
Of kids in our community. Because
Absolutely. There is a need.
Not, when they're not hungry, they study better and do better in school.
Absolutely.
And so passionate about that. We know we've been involved with Prescott Area Leadership.
Correct.
Has been
Ron
one
Barnes.
Of those. And Dr. Barnes
mm-hmm.
got it started. Carm Staker brought it to
Absolutely.
Prescott Valley. Your wife, Kathy, was, you know, passionate about it.
She is, yeah. Still is, yeah.
For that. So, and you know what? The club that you pick on all the time, the Lions Club with Vest with Patches.
Roar.
We are doing assisting with that. So all the schools
Really?
Are having, they have a big food drive. We're the ones that go and pick up all the food and take it to
Nice.
The where they store it, and then we help sort. So Roar,
that's good.
We help with Hungry Kids
Roar.
Too. I know. So let's give the resort phone number and website one more time, Steve.
Sure. 928-776-1666. Call for reservations or book online, www.prescottresort.com.
Exactly.
Love to see you. Love to have you.
Come on down. World's gingerbread village.
Prescott's gingerbread village.
Prescott used to be world's largest.
We're not the world's largest, though.
I know. There's interlopers.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's our
but
gingerbread village.
But we have
village.
Fun. It was good.
It's all about our gingerbread village.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Steve, for joining us. You have a wonderful holiday.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You have a happy new year. Be safe, and we'll be back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQA.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, as I wash down this, what did I drink, what did I just eat?
Sunflower sprout. From
Sunflower sprouts that you can get at the Prescott Valley Farmers Market. Joining me is Taylin Inman. She's the owner and the market manager. You can always see her smiling face over there. And how long have you been open in Prescott Valley now, Taylin?
Well, the Prescott Valley Farmers Market started in March on Tuesday mornings. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we do that on the patio of Rafter 11.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 8 months, that's what we've been doing. But recently we started a Sunday market.
I love your Sunday market, just saying.
Yeah, it's great. We have like 15 to 25 vendors every week, depending, you know, on who's available. And we have local produce and sprouts and granola and baked goods and canned goods. Goods and meat, just a great variety.
It is a great variety. I have to say that I was there not this past Sunday, the Sunday before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and I bought carrots and I bought purple potatoes, parsnips,
yeah, the Viking potatoes,
onions.
Yeah.
I mean, I made all of that was my Thanksgiving vegetable dish.
Amazing.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt so good that I was supporting local,
mm-hmm.
getting
and
locally grown.
You. Yeah.
And it's much, much healthier for you.
Much. The density of the nutrients mm-hmm. in fresh local veggies is so much more than what you get in the grocery store, because by the time you get it in the grocery store, it's traveled for days, weeks sometimes,
yeah.
and then sits in the grocery store before you buy it. So
if we go in the farmer's market now, what type of – let's talk about – most people like obviously fresh produce and,
yes.
and is kind of like a – the key,
mm-hmm.
Which is a draw, and then you have a lot of other goodies, and we'll talk about some of those too.
Mm-hmm.
Mention some of your other vendors, but what is growing now? What can you purchase?
So we're in the fall season. We're coming up on winter crops. A lot of the late summer crops are done now. Favorites like tomatoes and cucumbers and watermelon, that's all done. But in the winter, you do also have squash, and you have greens. You have spinach and kale and Swiss chard, and you have root crops like radishes and turnips, and just really a great variety of things that you don't usually eat, maybe, but like you should try. It's so good for your body.
That's another thing I bought from you was the sweet potatoes.
Yes, sweet potatoes.
Oh, best ever.
Yes.
Best ever, because we just roasted them.
Yeah.
Roasted them and then mashed them.
And those were grown by Whipstone Farm. They're up in Paulden. It's just 30 miles north of Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of them were huge, but those were delicious. So again, and then of course I'm a parsnip lover anyway. But what are we?
We're just switching mics.
We're just doing something, but we can still talk, right?
Yeah.
We're just talking. She's just going to go over there. Did the other one break?
Yes.
Oh, Link broke it.
I did it.
But now Kaylin's closer to me, so there we go. Because I was trying to look at her through the extra mic there, and we had to push it out of the way.
This is better.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get it right over, turn it here, and just technical things, ladies and gentlemen.
Great. Thank you.
So let's talk about where you're located.
Right. So the Tuesday market mm-hmm. in the morning is on or around the patio of Rafter 11, which is right next to Buffalo Wild Wings in the entertainment district. And then the Sunday market, the big one, is on Main Street, the roundabout that goes around the fountain right outside of Harkins Theater.
Yeah, we just say down by the fountain. But it's a beautiful location.
It is. And you know, it has lots a really good
spread
vibe.
Out.
Yeah,
it
lots
does.
Of room. And the fountain area has a patch of grass. And there's a trellis and there's benches. And it's just really an inviting space.
Because you do have a couple of vendors that serve hot food.
We do, yeah. We have a food truck called the Merkin Pizza Wagon. And they they locally source their ingredients. So their slogan is Farm to Wagon. Yeah, and they do pizza and paninis and
I have
desserts.
I bought a panini. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was huge. It was like I could eat only half of it and save the other half for later on for lunch. It was delicious, absolutely delicious.
Right.
But you can purchase things in pizzas and go sit on the grass and eat.
Mm-hmm. We also have samosas. That's a fan favorite, safari samosas. Priscilla makes a Kenyan recipe, a traditional Kenyan recipe with local ingredients. It's like a baked savory pie.
Okay.
And you can get like chicken and beef and kale and mung bean and mushrooms. She makes all these varieties and they're all delicious.
Oh, wow. So again, another lunch idea.
Yeah, you can come and get them hot and you can buy them frozen and take them home and bake them for dinner. And
then, you know, if you have your sweet tooth, then there's always Hedda.
Right, Hedda's. Yeah, she also runs Masa's, actually. She has two businesses. So
mm-hmm.
Hedda's Skincare does all natural skincare products, and she has amazing soap and lip balm. But she
I
also
bought eye
has,
cream from her.
Oh, yeah, it's got the...
Is it working?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Just checking.
So good for you.
It's working.
She also does traditional Ecuadorian sweet rolls, you know, and a variety of other, like, favorites, like a banana bread and coffee cake. And so she's always there with those. You can find those.
And she had dog biscuits the last time.
And new product,
there.
Dog biscuits.
And then she also has gluten-free.
Yes.
And I have a friend of mine that is gluten-free, and so I purchased one. And I said, I'll take this as a treat to Lisa. And I gave it to her. It was delicious. So it was such a find to find somebody that makes the homemade and the gluten-free in it and have it taste so good.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you wouldn't even know the difference.
And she does a lot of the treats, but we also have vendors who do loaf breads, like mm-hmm. sliced sourdough for sandwiches. And actually this Sunday, we're going to have a new vendor. He's called Bread Friend. His name is Jason. And he makes sourdough loaves that are like, you know, the bread bowls,
mm-hmm.
like, where it's crispy on the outside
mm-hmm.
and really soft on the inside. You can cut a hole and scoop it out, and it's so good. You'll have to come and try his bread.
I know. Well, I told you I'm coming Sunday.
Yes.
I kind of like try and get every other week because, you know, living alone, sometimes I buy stuff and it sits there and goes
yeah.
away, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to try and keep that I'm eating it as it goes along, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, new vendors every time.
Every time we have new people. Yeah.
Now, how do you choose who's vending out there with you? You know, the selection. Is it something, you know, is it like you try and limit it to certain, not having too much of a type of product?
No, I don't actually mm-hmm. limit it. I encourage competition at the market. I hear frequently from my customers. I like to go around and look at everybody's prices and compare, and people love to feel like they got the best deal,
right.
you know? So, no, I don't limit competition. I like for there to be a variety of things, but it's okay if people are selling the same things also.
Right, right. A couple weeks ago, or was it a month ago, that you had the fresh chili, and he was
oh, yeah.
roasting it right there.
Noguez Farms from Camp Verde comes out, and he was roasting the chilies, and that
mm-hmm.
smell is just heavenly, right?
Oh, nothing like it.
Yeah, and he's going to be at the market again this Sunday, and he's bringing citrus from the valley. He's bringing oranges and lemons and grapefruit, and he'll have his whole truck will be piled full of citrus, and he'll be sitting there going through each one, inspecting it, making sure that it looks good. He'll cut it up, and you can taste it, and he's bagging it, and it's really fresh.
You hear that,
amazing.
Folks? You know, you're missing out if you haven't been to the Prescott Valley Farmers Market on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's open from 11 to 2.
That's right.
11 to 2, and it's around the circle. Mm-hmm. What other vendors do you have out there? Kayla?
Let's see. In addition to local foods vendors, and we have also, I didn't mention our Surf's Up Salsa vendor. Their salsa is amazing. We also have El Bell Ranch. She does grass-fed beef. She's also amazing. And the hot foods we talked about, we have craft vendors in addition to that. And
right.
I don't limit the amount of craft vendors at my market, even though it's a local foods market, because over the years managing the market, I've heard from people, where are all the craft vendors? You guys should have more crafts here.
Right.
And so this time I just opened it up and I said, all of the craft vendors, you're welcome. And so we have many amazing local crafters come out with their authentic handmade goods.
This is a perfect time if you're looking for those holiday gifts.
Yes.
Right there. And you also have fudge.
And fudge, yes.
Can't miss the fudge. Gotta talk about the fudge.
Dottie does free samples of all of her flavors. You can go stand there and try all of her flavors of fudge, and she has a lot of them.
Holy smokes. You get sugar shock right there.
Yeah.
This is great. So what made you – how much time do I have? Now we're messing around.
About a minute.
I was going to ask her, like, how she got started in this.
How did I get started? Well, I moved here from Dallas, Texas about 3 years ago. And I had managed an Aldi grocery store there. And so when I came here, I really wanted to work with even smaller business. And I frequented the Prescott Farmers Market. I loved that market. And I saw that they were hiring. And so I applied, and they hired me. And I managed that market with their team of managers for a couple of years. And then I found myself wanting to play roller derby, actually. That's why I left the market.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So I left the market so that I could play with the Prescott Whiskey Rollers. And then when I did that, PFM decided to close that location, the Prescott Valley location of the market. And the vendors came to me and were like, well, we're just going to keep going because we want a Prescott Valley Farmers Market. And so I helped them, and I got back into it. So now I just manage the Prescott Valley Farmers Market.
Well, we're very lucky that you made that choice, and we are very fortunate. And listen up, people. Let's support our Prescott Valley Farmers Market. Come on out on Sunday or, again, on Tuesdays.
That's right.
Tuesdays, it's 10 to...
10 to 1.
10 to 1 at Rafter 11 in the patio. But Sundays is 11 to 2 around the fountain in the entertainment district. Come on out and support our local farmers, our local vendors. You will be very surprised and very pleasantly pleased that we have wonderful, wonderful items for sale there.
Yes. And the vibe at the market is so good. Everybody's so relaxed. They're having a good time.
It's
a beautiful space. People are talking and networking, and just is great.
And I bring my big old cloth bag, and I just throw everything in there. I just look like a natural girl, you know?
Put it in the bag.
It's all in the bag. Do you need a bag? No, I got to put it all in here. And it's fun to take it out. Last time I had it all loaded up in my bag, and I took it out to the car, and then I opened it up, and I took a picture of it for you, and I posted on Facebook. I said, I scored big time at the Prescott Valley Farmers Market.
Right.
Eggs and all of those root vegetables, salsa. I did lots of goodies. And I ate it all, except I still have salsa. So, again, Prescott Valley Farmers Market. Come out and join us on Sunday from 11 to 2 or Tuesday from 10 to 1.
Come hungry. We'll feed you.
There you go. Kaylin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marnie. Look forward
to talking to you more and getting everybody out there.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a short break here on Talk the Town Prescott Valley. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big every day on the tool brands they use most, like DeWalt. Now you can get up to 50% off select power tool accessories, including the DeWalt Pro 80-piece screwdriver bit set, now just $29.98. That's $30 in savings. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 12-2 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December, just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Every year for the past 32 years, we've brought Santa and pets together for Christmas. Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Tempe Unified School District is pleased with anti-vaping campaign it's launched. The district's Jennifer Leewer says,
"They're not even allowed on campus. You might disappear in a cloud of your own smoke if you bring a vaping device onto campus."
Leewer says students may think of vaping devices as a healthy alternative to cigarettes.
"The flavors that some of these liquids even come in are bubblegum and peppermint and cotton candy, things that are really attractive to kids.
They also contain nicotine and harmful chemicals." The Prescott City Council is meeting right now considering a contract for a street reconstruction project.
The $3.3 million contract is with Asphalt Paving and Supply for the Carlton and South Cortez Streets reconstruction project. According to City Manager Michael Lamar, during the closure of downtown streets for special events, traffic is often diverted to Carlton Street, making it a main thoroughfare in the downtown area. The roadway condition is badly deteriorated and is in need of complete reconstruction. South Cortez from Goodwin Street to Carlton is frequently used as a parade route. This roadway has also deteriorated to the point of complete reconstruction. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly clear and cold this evening, chilling to 34 after bedtime in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then warming to a mostly sunny 58 tomorrow, a very windy high near 52 Thursday, blowing in showers Thursday afternoon and evening. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly clear, overnight low near 37, warming to a sunny 66 Wednesday, 61 Thursday, with showers Thursday night and Friday morning. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Hi,
This is Gregory Scott inviting you to join us on KQ&A for our live broadcast of the 35th Annual Prescott Christmas Parade. Lindsay Draper and myself will be announcing the parade live. The Prescott Christmas Parade broadcast is sponsored in part by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, and the Monster Truck Tour, and Courtesy Auto Sales. It's the Prescott Christmas Parade live this Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, AM 1130 and 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley is Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me first is Vince Mosier, owner of Vince Mosier Farmers Insurance Agency. How, Vince, how are you?
Good, Marnie. How are you?
Good to see you back.
Good to have you. Good to be here. Appreciate you having me back. Good to have you back.
That's in the studio.
That's right. I love it.
It's been quite a few years since we had you on the show, though.
It was
right after you opened, two years.
Yeah.
Happy just about 2 years.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's talk about your agency and Farmers Insurance.
Yep. Okay, so 2.5 years. Been doing the insurance on Florentine Road, just right before you get to Robert, is where we're located, 8197 East Florentine. Great location. Florentine is hopping, almost as much as 69, so I think my location is great.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's been great. I love it. You know, meeting people, the relationships is always a key. Making sure they're protected correctly, assessing their insurance. I mean, there's a lot. You know, I did behavioral health for 21 years before starting an insurance, so not that there's really any correlation between the two, other than I think the relationships.
Exactly.
Is the connection.
Right.
So that piece I really like with getting to know more people, getting more involved in the community, spending time with them, and really, you know, diving into, you know, their insurance and looking at what they have. I mean, I'm surprised at the number of people who are underinsured, don't know what coverages they have, you know. And
you're
so when
right.
we go through that and really sit down, and I'm a somewhat old-fashioned, although we can do everything over the phone and computer, I still, you know, it's nice to have people come in and we meet in person.
Yeah.
So I can throw things up on the monitor and go through it and really, you know, show them and educate them. And I found that people are very appreciative of that. And so that's, yeah, so that piece has been really nice.
You know, a lot of people are thinking, well, I don't need insurance. I have insurance, but maybe you got insurance 10 years ago.
Right.
And your life changes.
Exactly.
And so how often do you recommend updating, meeting with you and evaluating your needs and making sure that you're really covered?
We recommend at least annually.
So, wow, okay.
Yep, that's a good rule of thumb. So we take a look at things because, as you said, things change. People have kids, they get married, they buy a new house. I mean, it's really pretty fluid, and so we want to make sure that we're on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
And even more often, if necessary, if people have questions, you know, call. Let's talk through it.
Right.
And see what we need to do to, restructure your coverage and change it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, when people are 21, their coverage needs are going to look a lot different than when they're, you know, 45.
Right.
And so we have to adjust as they progress through those life stages to make sure they're covered correctly. Because we want, if something happens, which we know things, terrible things do happen.
They happen.
We want insurance to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not covered correctly, then that money, if they've done damage or bodily injury to people, that what's not paid by insurance has to come from somewhere.
Right.
And it's out of that person's pocket. And so when you really sit, take a look at it and say, this is what could happen, you know, it's an eye-opener at times for people. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times people don't come to us or realize that until they've had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm. True.
And so, you know, now that we can, you know, a lot of times that has to happen. People they have a bad experience, and still they're not going to change their way and their approach to doing things. But we'd like for people mm-hmm. to really, before something happens, take a look at it. Let's make sure you're with, you know, you're covered correctly and with a reputable company, and have a local agent, you know, that you can call at any time, text, or come in and meet with us.
And somebody in your community. You know, it's one of your somebody like you is a neighbor.
Right.
You're involved in the community. You're active. You're, you know, you do provide services. I mean, that's what you want to do business with, to keep that money in the community going. Yeah. Another thing, a good reason to update with you, sometimes you could take advantage of their bundling or different ways and maybe save money.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, look at your policies and where are you? And perhaps by doing this here and adding this, combining auto and home or something like that, you're going to save money.
Yes, and that happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
For sure, where we get them in, we look at everything, and everything together, when you look at it in the total package, you know, you could potentially save money and end up with better coverage. I mean, that's a win-win all the way around, which happens frequently. You know, you leave with maybe double the coverage you had walking in, and you're going to save some money.
Right.
You know, not that that's always our number one goal. It's great to save money. We want to evaluate it and really see, you know, just back to making sure that you're covered in the event that something happens.
Now, one more question. I know we're running out of time here, but commercial insurance businesses, you do that?
Yes.
So, again, you have a business. You need to evaluate your business insurance also. Are you getting coverage? You know, is it commercial liability? You know, what is it, D&O insurance? Any kinds of things that, you know, that are involved in any type of running of a business. So you also handle that.
We do, yeah. Well, Farmers offers great business insurance, including the work comp, commercial auto. You know, that's a big thing. If people are using their vehicles for work purposes, really it needs to be on a commercial auto, because potentially if they're in an accident, that claim could be denied if they are using it for work and it's written as a personal auto. So just little things like that we want to make sure and point out to people.
Right. So I know, but you know what? When you deal with somebody like Vince, he makes it all so simple, and that's what he does, and he takes care of us. So let's give everybody your phone number.
928-775-9994.
Website or Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Farmers Insurance Vince Moser. And the website is farmersagent.com/VMoser.
And
call us. You can also text that same number, and it'll come directly to our computer. Feel free to reach out if you have questions. Just want to come in and chat and us to look at things. You know, we're always there and available, and we'd be happy to help.
Great. Vince, thank you so much.
Thank you. Vince Moser, I sure appreciate it.
Farmers Insurance Agency. Okay, jumping over here, Kiona Bell with Credit Union West. Good to see you again, Kiona.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. So tell us what's going on at Credit Union West.
So first and foremost, we have an open position at our Prescott location at 528 West Gurley Street. It's a full-time member service representative, which is essentially just a teller position. So that's
not
open.
Not just a teller.
Not just a teller.
That's a front line at your business there.
Yes.
You walk in there handling your money. You want to see a smiling face.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's open, it's online, so you can go to www.cus.org and apply there. So,
what sets Credit Union West apart from the others?
You know, when you walk into Credit Union West, the biggest thing that we really motivates us is our members. When you walk in, people who are our members always say, they know me by name, they know my family, they know everything about me, and we really pride ourselves in that. We have been around for a very long time, and even through leadership changes, that's always stayed right at the forefront.
Mm-hmm. You've also been very active in the communities that you move into.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you first moved in, but got completely engaged in the community with local nonprofits right off the bat.
Absolutely.
And I remember that. And
yeah,
that's such
we
a good
stay
part
really
of your
involved.
Business plan.
Absolutely. Yeah, we stay really involved with education and always looking for how we can make an impact and be a part of something. So we want to be a presence. We don't want to just be a name. We want to be there participating.
Well, many people don't know, but Kiona was Dancing for the Stars last year for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes,
she participated and competed and was absolutely fabulous.
Thank
and
you.
Again, did a little outside her box, but again, representing Credit Union West very well, but also supporting the Boys and Girls Club, which, you know, is so big and huge in our community. So again, you took a little personal time and did that on your own, but again, makes such an impact in the community.
And an amazing experience for a wonderful organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so you're the branch manager of the Prescott Valley.
Yes.
That's right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're running things over there, but you don't need, so the openings you have are at the Prescott
location, yes. I actually just filled all of our Prescott Valley positions. So fortunately for me, we are full staffed. So,
Let's talk about some of the details of the banking part end of Credit Union West.
Yeah. So Credit Union West is a full service institution. A lot of people, I'm actually always surprised, don't always know that. So in addition to accounts, so deposit accounts, we do offer loans, investment services, mortgages. So we are, I like to say, as you grow, we grow with you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And money markets, CDs, yeah. Things like that?
Right now we have a certificate, a CD, that is paying 2.7% for 36 months, and also a 60-month term for 2.7%, and you can start that for as low as $500.
Wow.
So, you know, and there's really no... there's no age tier. So if you want to start putting money aside for grandkids, if you have money that you're rolling over, if you have something that's been tucked away in a money market or you sold something, now is a really great time to get a return on that instead mm-hmm. of just letting it sit there. Because unfortunately, normal deposit rates are not, they're not giving you enough return for what, wow. how long the money's sitting there. So
mm-hmm. yeah, it's just kind of the way it is, but that's yeah. that's a good percentage on that
mm-hmm.
on those two. 2.7. So give you a call. So where exactly are you located in Prescott Valley?
Yes, we are located at 8640 East State Route 69 on the frontage road near the Donut Hole and Alfonso's.
Landmarks to me, let me tell you.
Yep.
You've watched that expansion on the Donut Hole.
Oh,
and it's
oh.
like a whole full service restaurant anymore. Holy
yeah.
smokes.
We should just start a tab there, to be honest.
So now that you did that. So if somebody wants to find more information, opening an account, they can come over and see any
Absolutely.
Of your folks there?
Yeah, they can come see any of my team. We are all pretty much fully trained and cross-trained. So you should be able to be assisted by anyone who greets you in the branch.
Okay, and how about your phone number?
My number is 928-350-3042. And again, you can also go online and make an appointment now for our location. So locations, Prescott Valley, and then you can make an appointment for anybody at the branch.
Right online. So
right online. www.cuwest.org.
cuwest.org. And then you just beam up Prescott Valley, and then you can make your appointment.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. It's really intuitive.
What you doing? Computers now.
You beam up
stuff. Well, it's magic. Don't ask me how I get it, but I can find. I found out why my cookies went flat by Googling it. So, just saying. So, anyway, Kyanna Bell, branch manager, Credit Union West, of course, our wonderful Prescott Valley branch, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah.
And Vince Moser, thank you for joining us, Farmers Insurance Agency.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Great Chamber Spotlight on Business, two amazing business members, and again, contributing and keeping the activity going in our community in Prescott Valley. It's our home. It's our place. All right. Thank you both. Short break here. When we come back, we'll tell you what else is going on the end of this week here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And just want to remind everybody, this coming Friday, November 30th, the Holiday Festival of Lights, Nightlight Parade, and Civic Center Lighting. All the festivities begin at 5 o'clock at the Civic Center Theater on the Green with musical performances by our local elementary school choirs and choruses. We have the night before Christmas that I have a wonderful time reading with the kids, the mayor. Mayor Harvey Skuga is retiring. It's his last Christmas message. Join us and come on out for that. And then we set the lights on, turn the lights on the Civic Center, and it'll just be absolutely amazing. So those go on at 6 o'clock and then the parade begins. And at this point we have 50 entries. So it's going to be one heck of a parade going on. So following that, you can visit with Santa in the Civic Center building on the third floor. And then also view the Creative Tree and all the displays over there in the library and vote for your favorite. But that's open every day during the library, so that's going on. But again, it's Prescott Valley's kickoff to the Christmas and holiday season. We hope you'll join us and come on out. We are expecting perfect weather. As everybody's saying, it's going to rain. And so I say from the chamber, it's perfect. So see you on November 30th. See you Friday night. Have a great couple of days and holiday stroll now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.